Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
And welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am your host, Psy, and today's special guest is from the reality show Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I have Rashida hanging out with me today, and Rashida is best known as the Georgia Peach. Rashida is an Atlanta-based hip-hop artist. She's also the mother of an 11-year-old with her husband, Kirk Ross, whom she has been married to for 12 years. She's signed to his label and management company, D-Lo Entertainment, a partnership that can sometimes prove challenging when trying to juggle business and family. Rashida rose to fame with the success of her hit single, My Bubblegum, which is her biggest record to date and was the platinum ringtone on the number one box office smash, Paul Blart Mall Cop. And Rashida is here to discuss music, family, and love and hip-hop, baby. We're going to give you a quick sample of some of Rashida's past tracks real quick. Check this out.
I've been grinding so long, trying to reach the top of Mount. I want it all. Remembering them days, window shopping at the mall. Now I walk in the store, blow the whistle and bow. Don't try to play me like no fool, huh? Do your dirt and come around like a cool, huh? Forget it, you whole niggas don't get enough. I get it, but I ain't the one for that bullshit.
See, it's all about the way you put it down, right?
Gotta be sick. You gotta be in control, you know?
You ain't never met nobody fly like me.
That's a show.
Hey, cause I'm a boss.
I'm a boss, G. I'm a boss, G. I'm a boss, G. I'm a boss, G.
And we'll be right back with the boss chick herself, Rashida, after this quick break. Attention all aspiring comedians. Do you think you're funny? Do you have what it takes to be a comedian? Come out to the Green Room Actors Lounge, 25D Bennett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, and attend the Never Deny Improv class with comedian actor Mr. Rodney Perry every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to rodneyperry.com or thegreenroomactorslounge.com. See you there. Tune in to the Psy Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your hot topics, hot interviews, and hot music. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Psy Effect Radio Show. See you there. Please welcome to the Psy Effect Radio Show, the beautiful, the talented, Miss Rashida.
Hey. Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, beautiful. I got to say, I had a chance to meet you about 10 years ago, and you are beautiful. Your hair, skin.
Thank you.
You know, woman to woman, I have no problem with telling another woman she is fly. And mama, you are fly. Let me first say that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Rashida, you are mother, wife, and an entrepreneur. How do you balance your career and family? We got a chance to see a portion of that on Love and Hip Hop,
right.
But how do you balance it all?
You know what? It's a job, I tell you. You know, you just gotta figure out what works for you. You definitely have to have a support system of, you know, a family and people who, you know, support you and help you out. And, you know, you just got to make it do what it do. When you, you know, are a driven person, a motivated person, you know, there's freaking geniuses in the world who, you know, made a lot of things happen. And I feel like, I mean, look, I'm trying to make it do what it do. I'm a multitasker. We're going to balance it out, husband, family, kids, and make it work. So let's go.
Bam. Was it difficult getting used to the cameras while filming Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
You know, at first it was. You know, you kind of be feeling like, oh, my God, my every move, my first, you know, it's right here for everybody to be in here and all. But you know what, after a while, honey, you just be like, go do you. No, that's how I was feeling. I was like, you know what, do me, just go for what I know and that's that. And that's exactly what it was. But at first, you're a little intimidated.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Funny. Yeah.
Do you regret doing the reality show?
Do I regret doing the show? No, not at all. No, it's
because I asked that because, you know, watching you and your husband, Kurt, you guys seem like you're really private, you know, and you guys had a lot of emotional things come out on the show. You know, you were talking about him managing you, girl. I was sitting up there crying with you because I was like, no, don't get rid of hubby. You can't get rid of the hubby. That's your support system. Don't do it, Rashida, no. So was it? Do you regret doing it, letting people inside your world like that?
No, I don't regret it at all. As a matter of fact, it's something that I'm kind of glad to have done because, you know, of course, everybody's going to have their opinions and something to say.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I wanted people to see and understand that as in the African-American community, as a black man and a black woman, you can be married in this hip-hop business, you know, together as husband and wife, going after your goals and dreams, raising your family, having your own business, moving to the own beat of your drum. And, yes, it's not great every day. Just being in a marriage, you're going to have problems. Then you mix in business and family and all the other things. It's more and more problems, but you know, I'm built for that. You know, the Lord has with me, you know, and enabled me to be built for it, and I have somebody who has my back and who is there undoubtedly without a shadow of a doubt. And, you know, we're going to go through what we go through. You know, we're human, period.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? That's just that. But at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is.
He wants you to succeed by all means, and you can see that in his eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely.
Now, what are the things that you have going on outside of your career?
You know, I have my website. It's called imbossy.com. It's imbossy.com, where I sell accessories, apparel, and also you can get, like, all my mixtapes and music off of the website, which is doing very well. It's really trendy, cute, hot, fly, little jewelry. All the T-shirts and stuff that I have on the site, are the words on them are lyrics from my songs, which is, you know, really cool and unique and catchy stuff. And I actually literally just signed a deal today. And it's going to be cosmetics, and you guys will start seeing, you know, Rashida branching out into some other things. I mean, I literally just did it, and I'm
That's
very excited about that. And, you know, I'm just working really hard. I have some acting things that are coming my way that I'm, you know, having meetings about. And, you know, it's just, to be honest with you, it's just a roller coaster ride right now between hosting parties and, you know, promoting my album, Boss Chick Music, which is out, the Marry Me single's doing well, getting ready to have that video all over BET and MTV and everywhere. And, oh, honey.
I'm so excited because it feels like a long time coming for you. Rashida's name is going to be a household name, literally.
That's what we're working on, girl. That's why we took the approach and riding the wave and just trying to make sure we make future moves, not just the now moves, but future moves.
I told everyone that you were going to be on the show, and we got a 2 or 3 fan mail questions for you. Let's see. Niagara Falls 11-7 said, what's the purpose of you on the show, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta? Everyone seemed to be full of drama, and you just don't fit in.
No, because I don't know if they were meaning that in a way of in a good way or a bad way, but I'm just going to give it to you straight down the middle. With a show like this, you need some kind of balance somewhere. But let's keep in mind, you know, we're not done watching, and I'm not perfect. I'm a woman who definitely, you know, my buttons get pushed, you know, my light switch gets flipped up, you know, here and there. But more than anything, although, you know, people want to sit there and ridicule and talk about the drama, but then when they do get a piece of positivity, sometimes they have something to say about that. So all I can say is, you know, be happy that we have a show that has a piece of both.
There you go. There you go. Lunch 83 says, do you feel you've been given a fair chance as a female hip-hop artist? You're always working. People swear Nicki Minaj is the only thing popping.
You know what? You have to be realistic about the business and about, you know, what you're doing. And I can't even say unfair because, you know, everybody comes into life and comes into their situations and whatever's for them is for them.
Mm-hmm.
What's
right.
for me is for me. What is a blessing for me is, you know, I'm not no watered down person. I'm not nobody forced down nobody's throat. Every fan, everything that I have is from people who really ride for Rashida,
mm-hmm.
who have grown with Rashida through the years. You know,
right.
I'm an independent artist. Ain't nobody, you know, making me do something I don't want to do. Ain't nobody, you know, doing anything to me in that sense. I'm a woman who's able to control my own destiny. Just because I'm not mainstream does not mean I'm not successful. I'm very blessed. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, I want to accomplish more, and
mm-hmm.
that's why I work the way I do, because I'm a woman who feels like it's imperative to work hard and work for what you want so that you're able to reap benefits. And at the end of the day, when the cameras turn off and the lights turn off and everything is said and done, ain't nobody give me nothing. I work for everything.
Damn right. Is that spoken like a boss, a true boss? Now, with that said, can you go ahead and introduce your track, Marry Me?
Of course. What it do, y'all? It's the Boss Chick, your girl, Rashida. And right now, we are about to listen to my single, Put It On Them, Make Them Wanna Marry Me, right now.
Put it on them, make them wanna marry me. Put it on them, make them wanna marry me. Put it on them, make them wanna marry me. Put it on and make him put it on and make him put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and put
on my baby. Boy, you know you wanna put a ring on my finger. This loving's so good, I should never be single. He love the way I throw it like a fish on the mound. Put it on and make him wanna wipe my finger.
I have a question from my lupus sister. Little blonde girl, cooking mama. These girls with these long names be tripping me out on Twitter and Instagram. Oh my God. But she wants to know when you're gonna go back to Detroit.
I haven't been to Detroit yet.
Okay.
It's coming though. Yeah, it's coming.
Okay. All right. And her little 11-year-old son loves you and he calls you his bubblegum chick.
Oh, how cute is that?
How does it feel to have fans of every age?
You know what? It bugs me out now. Of course, you know, with the show being so big, it's like it's every age. It's like every freaking, like, nationality. You know, it's
right.
So many different people. I had some Asian girls coming up to me, like, screaming, and I'm like, okay. This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's just wow, but it's such a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And everywhere I go in every city I've been in, there's not a time that people aren't singing Marry Me. In New York, South Carolina, North Carolina, St. Louis, India, you know, all over, they're singing the song.
That's great. Now, what advice would you give to a female musician, MC, singer, that's looking to come into this industry?
Oh, my goodness, I would just have to say, you know, start working on developing a tough skin from the beginning. Be original, you know, try to get a good team behind you, some people who can look out for your well-being, because you cannot be successful by yourself. You know, it takes a lot of hard work. You have to be determined. You have to be dedicated. You have to be driven. If you're looking at it as like a little hobby, like, oh, I think I kind of want to do this, maybe kind of, sort of, and you're going to be kind of like half-assing, I would advise you to find something else to do. People want you, you know, they want the fame and everything, but don't want to do the work that it takes to get it. And it's difficult, but at the end of the day, you know, do you and respect. Utmost important, you know, you have to gain respect and handle yourself and carry yourself in a respectful manner so that you're not looked at as anything but an artist going for their goal.
Beautiful advice. What advice would you give couples that are in a business relationship?
Girl, let me tell you, learn how to shut the business down and turn on the personal. Learn to try to differentiate the two. I mean, as long as Kirk and I have been together, it's, you know, we still have problems with that, but we've gotten so much better throughout the years. Communication is key, and please try to keep it fresh in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? You know, ladies, do some extra little tricks, you know, and flips, and have them heels on, and just, you know, make him, you know, continue to make each other happy, because sometimes the business can put so much pressure on you when you're working together, and it takes away from the personal time, and you've got to have that, because ultimately the marriage is key.
Ooh, that was some good advice. Now, where can we go? You're welcome. Where can we go to get the music, and how can people connect with you in cyber world?
Please follow me on Twitter. I'm at Rashida. That's how you can connect with me. Follow me on Instagram. I am at Rashida, the Boss Chick. Also, the album Boss Chick Music is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Music, wherever you get your online music. Of course, the website, imbossy.com. You can get the actual physical CDs of my music available on the site, so check that out. And Monday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 11 Hip Hop Atlanta on VH1.
There we go. I want to thank you so much for coming on the PsyFX Radio Show. I wish you much, 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 much success, Mama.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, the PsyFX fan page. Also, I am Psy on Twitter. So tune in next time on The Psy.